I started searching genealogy sites for anyone in Iowa named Zart. Every time I found someone, I sent an email saying I was seeking information about a Captain Norman E. Zart, who was a close friend of my mother. Sometimes I phrased it as a dear friend of my mother, who, according to a letter she received, was either killed or went missing in action toward the end of the war. I sent about a dozen of these emails and got a few replies, all negative. After a couple weeks, I opened my email one morning and found a new response. David, what a surprise to get an email from you. Yes, my father is Norman Zart. My mother is Luella. Norman and Luella had two children, David, born September 37, and Christy, born January 40. I have attached a file, which I presume you can open. It is Norman's graduating medical school class. Please let me know whether or not you can identify Norman. I don't have words to describe the mixed emotions that come to me when I revisit this issue. I've come to learn that in the process of growing up, one accumulates scars, and that the challenge is learning to own your scars and live them. You can imagine that this inquiry fills me with questions. I didn't have to imagine the questions. He listed 19 of them. 1. What prompted this search? 2. How long has the notion of this search been brewing? 3. What brings you to the point of finding Norman's descendants and asking these questions? 4. What is your mother's name? 5. What was your mother's occupation? 6. Do you have a picture of her you could share with us? 7. Are you certain that Norman and your mother met in San Antonio? 8. If so, what was your mother doing at the time in San Antonio? 9. Was your mother in the military? 10. Was she assigned to Hawaii? 11. Did she travel to Hawaii with the express purpose of seeing Norman? 12. Did your mother affirm that Norman was divorced, or did you receive that information from a secondary source? 13. Who was Norman's friend who wrote to your mother after the war? 14. Is Norman's friend still alive? 15. Can we reach Norman's friend? 16. Is your father still alive? 17. Can you tell us a little bit about your father? 18. Did he know that his wife wanted to be with Norman? 19. What else can you tell us about your mother? As you can imagine, this is, to say the least, an interesting surprise. My sister and I would like to entertain a continuing exchange with you, but this is probably enough to begin with. David. I had never seen a note at once so prosecutorial and generous. I dithered for days. Finally, I wrote and answered all 19 of his questions as best I could. When David, along with his sister, Christy, responded, they did so with an openness that showed they really did want to own their scars. My mother posed as big a mystery to them as their father did to me. We began a long collaborative search, dusty records, strained recollections, tree-shaded graveyards, that ends, for lack of a better marker, with the story I'm about to tell you.